Hey guys, hey girls, it's Tammy. Today is Saturday, November 24th, 2012, and this will probably be a two, three, maybe four part boo on my part here because 3 minutes just isn't quite long enough for me to record my feelings on the situation that I'm going to discuss with you guys tonight. It's called Black Friday. Here in America, Black Friday is a tradition that has gone on for many, many years. With our local retail stores, nationwide stores like Target, Macy's, JCPenney's, Old Navy, clothing, toy stores, Toys R Us. I mean, any store you can pretty much think of, Black Friday participates in. Now, Black Friday, excuse me, is a day after Thanksgiving where the stores will put certain merchandise on sale for more than half off of its retail price. Or they'll throw extras in, buy one, get one free. Deals that really make you come out of your closet, so to speak, at home, go out at 5 o'clock in the morning or earlier and shop, spend money at these retail stores. This year, I'm a little upset over something else that these Black Friday deals have done. They've now started on Thursday. I mean, what's the point of having Black Friday if you're going to start it on Thursday? Walmart, for instance, here started their Black Fridays at 8 p.m. Target started theirs at 8 p.m. on Thursday. I mean, that takes the Black Friday out of Friday. I mean, it's ridiculous. My biggest complaint with Black Friday, and I used, don't get me wrong, I guess I'm kind of hypocritical here. I used to participate in Black Friday every year. It saved a lot of money. It really did. But I was up at 1 o'clock in the morning to get dressed to be at the store so it would open at 2 or it would open at 5, but you would have to get there at 1 o'clock in the morning to secure a spot that would get you in the door to get you a piece that you wanted. Because these stores would only carry certain quantities of these items and then they were out. But they don't tell you that in the circular. You're looking at the circular thinking, oh, okay, well, this store has X many of these and X many of those, and I'm just going to go get one. Well, Joe and Sally, who live around the corner, and Joe and Sally's brother, and the other 100,000 people that live around the corner also want the same item, but the store is only carrying 10 or 20 in stock. But they don't tell you that. That's ridiculous to me because now you have people who all are strapped for money. Now, at times that are waiting in line for these things, and now they're fighting over them, punching each other, hitting each other, trampling.